The feel good start to your day.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast.
Jules, so I'm looking after my granddaughter yesterday. She's nearly three next month, in fact. Anyway, she's sitting there on the bed looking at, believe it or not, the iPad. Yeah, I know I'm a great grandparent. I get that. But still, she turns around and she thought, because whenever a car gets close to our place, looks like they're going to pull up, she'll jump up on the bed and have a look through the window.
Oh, I have
and,
a sticky beak.
Yeah, she's staring out the window and I said, what is it? Oh, what's going on? She goes, ouchie. And that's what she says when she has, you know, like a sore. And I thought, what have you done? And she said, ouch. And she was pointing and I looked out there and the cops were out there flashing lights. At least she's not at the age where she can say cops, but anyway. And
ouch,
I thought, oh,
close.
God, what have I done? Because you do, though. I mean, it's a conscience thing, isn't it? You think of all the things you've done wrong, you know. Did the dog get out? You know, did I offend someone? I don't know, Julia.
It's not an everyday occurrence. You have the cops rocking up. Of course you panic.
But out the front, and I mean, if you come around the bend at my joint, people would have had to have driven around the cop car because he was on the road. And I'm thinking, it must be something pretty serious if you're parking there. So then, okay. And I had to go and pick up my grandson. So I said, all right, let's get in the car. We'll have to go out because it was that time. And I don't know about you, but you're just walking out going, okay, what's happened here? Is it the coppers coming to get me? Am I going to get handcuffed in front of my granddaughter?
Oh, and goodness, imagine that.
Yeah, but they pulled up a kid on a scooter. But besides.
Thank God. So you just walked around them, did you?
Yeah, I tell you what they do. Like one of the coppers is talking to him, the other one's, you know, looking at the Yarry. And I'm thinking, I reckon that tyre's roadworthy. I didn't want to ask him, but anyway. but you
don't
do, don't
do
you?
That.
Do I've strapped a little one in the back and I've made sure everything's okay. And then he walks around to my window and I'm going, oh, bloody hell. And he goes, would you like us to move the cop car, mate, so you can get out?
Oh,
my heart
good.
Just sunk. I'm thinking, oh, God. That's what you call a guilty conscience, people.
Triple M. Coggo and Jules for breakfast.
Coggo, in 2024, we're all go, go, go. We've got busy lives, so much to fit in. Coggo, hearing about your schedule exhausts me. Sometimes.
It's a bit like that.
We might skim over details sometimes and end up in hot water. That's exactly what I did last weekend.
I'm glad it's you and not me because I'm in hot water all the time for stupid I'm not great with details. You know that, Jules. That's why
it's
you're
my
here.
Turn.
And you're very good at it.
I feel like you've rubbed off on me.
Oh,
because we had some family friends visiting Victoria for the first time in 8 years from the UK. This
right.
is big. They've been living in England. We hadn't seen them. They've had a kid. They're three. So it's been a long time and so much has changed. And the mum had sent out, she was so excited. She'd sent out a text like 2-3 months earlier being like, they're coming back. They're coming back. Everyone get together and see them.
Warning,
like, yeah,
warning. Danger, real woman. Danger.
So we were excited and we said, yeah, of course we'll be there. RSVP. We did a mad dash to Melbourne, last Sunday to get there. And it was a pub lunch. Love a pub lunch. For those that know Melbourne, it was a shopping town hotel opposite Shoppo.
Did you have a counter meal? Remember that? Oh, you don't. Forget it.
Nah. It was opposite. It was been there for plenty of netball breakups. So I'm like, you know what? I'll be there. Easy. Know the pub. Knew it well. Peter and I were even sussing out the menu beforehand. That's how organized and prepared we were for
Very
this day.
Very nice. I like it.
All right. We're running late, however.
Shock horror.
That's all right. We'll be fashionably late. We'll rock up to the lunch. You know, there's plenty of people who are going to be there. Surely won't be the last ones there. We know where we're going. We walk in. It's only about 5 minutes away from where we're staying. We can't see anyone we know. I'm like, right, well, this is a pretty big place. We'll try some other rooms. So walking around, past this area, past another door, through another corridor, still can't see anyone that we know. Thinking, the back of this person's head, is that someone? No, that's all good. So I call my dad because he's going to be there and he doesn't answer. So I'm like, well, that's not helpful. Thanks, Dad. Thanks for helping me out.
Normal dad thing, yep.
I'm thinking, surely the organisers who don't even live in Melbourne, you know, there's some from Bendigo, some from Mulwaley, Arrawonga, surely they're not going to be late to their own party.
No.
That would be a bit weird. Walking into a function room thinking, okay, maybe they've booked that area. No one there. Okay. Fortunately, didn't crash anyone else's party. It was empty. That was good. And I'm thinking, okay, well, they did want to book an area with a playground, because there's a few kids they're going to be
meeting.
They
wanted space, yes.
So I walk into the playground. There's a whole bunch of kids running around. And I'm going, hey, are you someone I know? Just a random adult walking up to a child. That's probably not a great look for
Creepy Jules.
Stalker alert.
Ring the cops, quick.
This lady who works there, she comes up to me and she's like, you look lost. I'm like, yes, as a matter of fact, I am. I'm trying to find this party of ours. She gets out the iPad. She scrolls through every single booking made for the day. Do you recognise any of the names? Any of these names have booked the function? Don't recognise a single name. So we spent about 40 minutes, Colin.
Oh, no.
It's embarrassing. We're very, very late. We still can't find these people. Where on bloody earth have they gone? I go to check the text to send it to the organiser and just to say, hey, I just can't find you guys. And I reread the one that she'd sent a few months earlier. We've gone to the wrong place.
Oh, bugger. It's a sinking feeling, isn't it?
Shopping Town Hotel Doncaster. It was Doncaster Hotel. So we race over there. We get a park. We bust in. So sorry we're late. Say to the mum, and she says, no worries. I did the exact same thing.
Oh, that makes it feel better. Mind you, they've all already eaten, haven't they? Eaten their food.
Fortunately, they waited. They were too busy gas bagging because it's been 8 years since they've seen each other. We were fine.
Yeah. It's a horrible feeling when you're at the wrong place and no one believes you, because especially with me, they go, oh, you're late anyway, mate. But yeah, it is horrible, isn't it?
I'm just glad the organisers did the exact same thing.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. And by the way, I'm not rubbing off on you. Otherwise, you'd have spiky blonde hair and.
You could ask my hairdresser what I asked for the next appointment.
No, you will not.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Triple M.
Coggo, there's a lot going on in this story. Well, you've probably seen it floating around a lot. Comedian Arj Barker, he performed at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, like many comedians in our beautiful state. And he has had a heap of scrutiny placed on him because he has booted out one particular mum who brought a young child, a baby, to his comedy show after she was disrupting the performance. The mum was told and she felt humiliated that she needed to leave the crowd of 700 people there. And everyone is talking about this story, whether he was in the wrong to boot her out and humiliate her, allegedly, or whether the mum shouldn't have brought the child in the first place.
Well, at first glance, you'd say, oh, what a bugger he is. You know, he's done this and done that. But then when you read into it, you start to think to yourself, hang on, I'm starting to change my mind a little bit about the whole thing. That's where I think people are going. Do you or not?
Well, I'm on Arja's side. I am sure, you know, I'm not a parent, but I'm sure it can be incredibly isolating to be a parent, right? And to juggle this act between keeping this new tiny human alive and retain your own identity and wanting to go out and do things and have a conversation with an adult as well and all that sort of stuff. But when there's 700 people in the room that have paid top dollar to be there, it's not a Wiggles concert. It's a 15-plus event.
No.
And there are people who I'm sure are sitting there and have arranged babysitters so that they could go and enjoy the show. I put my hand up for my brother and sister-in-law to do some babysitting for them and so they could go along to a comedy show. It's not appropriate for a kid to be there.
Well, fair enough, but we love your opinion. 133353. There was, as you said, there's been a little bit since. I think they've both made an appearance on TV stations, haven't they?
Yes. Look, I'm sure that staff could have intervened and maybe said something as they walked in with the child being on the lap and all the T's and C's for whether or not the baby could be there. I feel for Arj, but, you know, the concept of it being disruptive really flourished last night as I was watching the project and chatting to the mum. Have a listen.
I'm going to expose myself here. So I just thought it'd be really nice to do something that I hadn't done in a while and just sort of get back to sort of a pre-baby me. She's super cranky right now.
Okay, maybe she can go to dad just for a quick second.
So they stopped it, didn't they?
Mm.
Yeah, no, interesting. Well, there you go. What do you think anyway? What are your thoughts on that? Either way, that's what we do at the radio station. If you've got a say, give us a call.
133353. Look, should the mum have taken the baby to the comedy show?
Let's go to Dan out at Bridgie. I'm worried about what you're going to say, mate, but you go.
Well, I'm actually on the comedian side. Look, to be honest, 15 plus. So to start, the child shouldn't have been there to start with. And two, I'm actually on the breastfeeding side of women. These people need to get over people breastfeeding in public.
Yeah, no, fair call too, mate. Yeah. I think that's a pretty common thing these days, isn't it? Anyone who brings that up is kind of like, mate, get with it.
That's it. Look, yeah. The staff should have pulled her up the moment she went to walk in. You know, it's 15 plus, child can't be there. I mean, that's common sense really, isn't it?
Yeah, and you made a lot of sense, mate. Agree totally. Joe, I'm worried. Joe, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree, Coco. I think it's ridiculous, and the woman should have got a babysitter.
Mm.
People pay to go and see a comedian, not go and hear a baby crying or being disruptive. I'm sorry, but I think she should have either stayed home with the baby herself or got a babysitter.
Joe, you got kids yourself?
I do have a child, yes.
And you've been in situations where you might have had to give up something or, you know, figure out a babysitting situation?
Absolutely. Common sense, like the caller said just before, common sense needed to come into that. And
okay, so
I'm on the comedian side.
Okay, let's throw it out there. Then what was the mother trying to do being on television talking about it? What's the aim there, do you think, Joe? I mean, you know, obviously, you know, the baby's crying, as we heard before in the grab. So what was the common problem that she had with it?
Well, I just say she wanted a night out and she decided she was taking the baby.
Was she after a night out, like a free night or something? Was she or what? Was she publicity?
Well,
what was it?
I don't know, Gogo, but...
Well, that's what I feel anyway. I mean,
I think she was trying to say that she couldn't leave it at home because it was reliant on the breast. But, you know, I don't know about breastfeeding. Yeah.
You can always express milk to breastfeed. No excuse. I'm sorry, but... I'm on comedian side. Good luck to him, I'd say.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Joe. Siobhan, I probably shouldn't take you live like this, but I will. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Siobhan, what do you think about the Arj Barker situation with the mum?
Well, I don't know either circumstance, but I am a breastfeeder and currently with my little fella, and I honestly take my kids wherever I go. I have taken my kids to performances at the local Capitol Theatre, etc. It's also been very clear to me that if my child even stirs even the slightest little bit, I'm out.
Really?
Mm. And I will just and I'm actually lucky. I've got two really, really good kids that have quite sit quietly and everything. But yeah, I've taken kids to performances before, and so. But we don't know the circumstances of either situation. I don't know. Coming out of like having a newborn and things like that, you do want to get out and try and get some normality. Mm. And she may not have had a network around her that could support her to do that. So.
Would you have to pick your target though, Siobhan? And that is that you're going to comedian for a start. I mean, if you're at the cinemas, different story, I would have thought, because they can't stop you. I mean, you're watching a movie, so that might be different, but a comedian's actually up there live. I don't know.
Absolutely. I think probably because it is that one person and I have heard a little bit, and they said you could hear a pin drop in there. So any sort of little noise, cough, rustle of, you know, whatever, packaging of things going into the theatre, but I know I've taken, as I said, I've taken my little one to both the Capitol and the Yulumbra, and in both instances, I just, you know, it's just common sense. If your baby starts to stir ever so slightly, you just discreetly get up and leave.
Yeah,
Siobhan, you've got your head screwed on right.
Yeah, you've got, and that's the attitude it should have been, I would have thought. And the Lumbra too, by the way, they do have an area up the back and go beyond the glass if you need to do something with your baby.
Oh, they're fantastic there, and I've had where the one of the ushers actually set me up with a seat just outside the actual theatre, so I could still listen and let the young bloke do what he needed to do. So
yeah. It's a great subject, and really appreciate you coming on the radio too, Siobhan.
Yeah, no worries.
Cogo and Jules for breakfast. Get more after this.
Hey, Jules, I just want to know, it's a woke society, I get that, but I don't care. You know what I'm like. I've
woke
always
society.
Pushed the edge every now and again, and young Julia says, hey, yeah, you just pull your horns in there, champion.
Just rein it in.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to know whether this is a bloke thing. Mm. So the top I've got on, which I wear, I think, fairly regularly, it's like a jacket, but it's not that woolly stuff. What do you call it? It's a spray jacket.
Spray jacket. It's an Under Armour grey thing. It's in high rotation in your wardrobe, I'd say.
Well, it was until recently, and I couldn't find it. You notice I've been wearing everything else for the last week and a half. Mm. Is it a bloke thing where you know you've got it somewhere, and then all of a sudden you just come across it? Like, for example, I was at Let's Chat Park the other day, and I had a gig to do on Sunday, that is, And there it was on the counter. Now I go, oh, there's my jacket. You know, mm-hmm. is that a bloke thing? Because I couldn't imagine you, Julia, going, oh, there's my cardigan I left there 3 weeks ago. You don't.
Three weeks ago.
Well, two.
What?
But you know what I mean? Like, is that a bloke thing where we just find stuff where you women, you certainly are so much better at that.
Are you saying that a bloke thing is to be more forgetful than women, stereotypically?
Correct. Yeah. Right. Or we just don't care. We go, I know it's there. It'll be right. Bob's your uncle. See you later.
Possibly. I mean, maybe this is a stereotype that women care more about fashion and more, I don't know, noticeable about these things. But I think I've heard of the concept of having a woman's look or a girl look and a boy look. You know, if you can't find something or a mum look, well, have a mum look?
Yeah, I've never heard a woman's look, to be honest. I've seen a boy's look, because that's what I do. But the point I'm making is that, you know, I found this again, Julia, but it wasn't a thrill. It wasn't like, oh, there it is, you bloody beauty.
It was just relief.
I knew it was there somewhere. It's like
of
my car.
Of course you did, right.
Anything that's missing is in the back of the Yarry.
Oh, my God. Of course, it's a bottomless pit. You should see my place. Yeah. Honestly, everything needs one of those like label makers, because I go, this is where we put the keys and this is where we put this. And there's just a magic sock underneath the dining table for no apparent reason. Things have spots.
I was going through my live streaming bag the other day, which is a Triple M bag, actually. And there was a tea towel in the bottom.
How?
lovely one said, why? And I said, I don't know, which I don't. Anyway.
Coggo, you started cooking, have you?
No.
Your local breakfast show. Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Triple M.